Here we are together again on Stories and Stuff. Remember, you can press zero for a bunch of instructions on going back and pausing and all that kind of stuff if you call the 773 or the 612 area code numbers. Well, sometimes it's good to just take a few minutes and think about maybe somebody that made a difference when you were little, that did something that maybe they barely even remember, but that you will remember forever. I have a friend named Julie. I don't know how many hundreds of children's books she's read me over the years since the 80s when I met her. And not too long ago, she went to India and brought me a golden statue of Lakshmi, an Indian little goddess that I like a lot. And really heavy, too. I love the feel of it. But even more than all of that, even more than anything, she's a friend. And she was telling me one time when she was like 2 and 3 years old, her mother had gotten divorced. And there was a lot of hate and a lot of anger around that time. And her mother started spanking Julie pretty hard. And then the spankings got worse into whippings and then into beatings, leaving welts and wounds and marks and bruises and things, hitting Julie with belts and metal things and just sometimes anything she could find just to grab. And one time I think it was that Julie had dropped the door key or something like that outside, and her mother started hitting her, and it was one of those times when the momentum builds and she just couldn't stop. She was hitting and hitting and hitting. And all of a sudden, a voice came down from the sky. It seemed like it was from the sky. It was actually like from the third floor balcony. A person that Julie had never seen before was up there yelling down at Julie's mother. "You stop it right now. Don't you stop hitting that little child. She's such a beautiful child, and no child deserves to be hit. You stop it. If I ever hear of you hitting that little girl again or doing anything to hurt her, I will call child protection on you. I will. She yelled very loudly from the upper balcony. The mother was shocked. She stood there silently for a little while, a couple seconds, not knowing what to do, and she finally dropped the belt, and they both went inside. And after that, well, it was a long time before she tried hitting Julie again, and she was getting ready. And Julie didn't know a lot of those words that that lady had said when she was little, but the one she especially knew, I will. And she started to walk outside, and the mother put down what she had and didn't hit her. And way later, when Julie was bigger and stronger, her mother was about to hit her again, and Julie stood up straight to her and simply said, "No." And mother backed off. So that day was really the balcony lady. But the very last time Julie got really whipped by her mother. She never saw that lady before or since, whether she was a visitor or what, I don't know. But that balcony lady, as we call her, made a difference. And I was in college. Yeah, I went for a little while. I didn't get a degree or anything, but I went for a while back in like 68 through 70 or something like that. 71, that's right. And one weekend, I got some bad news. The cafeteria that I went to every day and knew where it was had started closing on weekends. And the one that they had open was way across campus, and I'd have to cross a big open parking lot. And for me, open parking lots, I just lose all sense of direction and get lost in them. There's nothing to follow, like a shoreline, and cars are parked at angles and stuff, and I don't know where I am in those things. And so many kids were gone on weekends and everything, it was hard to find somebody. I'd look around and ask for somebody to help me to supper, and sometimes I just would kind of not eat for the weekend. I just kind of close up and get gloomy and grumpy. I used to be gloomy and grumpy a lot during those times. It was a hard time for me. Well, one time I was in the hall after I was starting to get gloomy and grumpy, and I heard this kid slam his door so loud. I mean, it shook the wall, and that dorm was built well. It was about the hardest I'd ever heard a door slam in a long time, since maybe I'd slammed one at 3 years old in a temper tantrum. So I said, "Wow, what happened there? It sounds like you're pretty angry at the door." And the guy said, "Well, I'm not at the door. Not angry at the door. You know, I don't know if you noticed it, but they close regular cafeteria, and it doesn't matter to you," he said, "because you can walk. But I can't, and I can't get over there. There's a real steep hill over there. And I was trying to find somebody, and nobody is around to help you. I know you have millions of friends and everything." Me? Millions of friends? The one that was grumpy and gloomy? Well, that's what he thought. It's amazing how people can see you differently than you see yourself. He said, "You always have somebody to help you." I said, "Actually, I don't. I just close myself in my room and get gloomy." And, "Well, that's the way the world is. So you can't find somebody either. Well, that's tough." And I was starting to walk away, and then I thought, you know what? How about, you know, I push and you steer. You know, between us together, I bet we could get there. Nah, the thing is, in case you don't know, I'm pretty big and heavy, and it's a real steep hill. That chair wouldn't want to go down the hill. Yeah, but if I push hard enough, you know, the hill would be pushing back, but all I have to do is push forward harder than that hill wants to push you back, and we could do it. You know, why don't we try it? Most we could do is come back here where we already are, and we already are here, and, you know, and there's nothing to really lose, is there? Oh, heck, if you want to try it, but I warn you, I'm real heavy and stuff. It's not going to be easy. I don't think it'll work. Well, maybe it won't, but it's going to be me fighting one way and the hill fighting the other way, and, you know, one of us has got to win one way or the other. So we went out, and he was right. He was kind of heavy, and that hill, I said, "This reminds me of those big old pieces of elastic that Mother gets me. I love to play with elastic. You know, when I'd stretch it way back, it would want to snap back so much. And this hill is kind of like that. You know, it's pushing back, but I'll just stand here with my body in the way. And how dare it come back, you know? We're meant to go up the hill, not down. I'll just tell the hill, 'Hey, hill, stop that.'" So we made it up the hill that first time. We both ate. Boy, did we ever eat, too, because we could get seconds and thirds and all of that kind of stuff. And every weekend after that, no matter where I was, if I would forget about eating or something, or be up there at the pop room drinking a Coke or something, he'd come up and find me and say, "Hey, don't you think it's about time to eat?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll steer if you'll push." And he said, "I think you got that mixed up." And I said, "Well, college kids are always absent-minded, aren't they?" And he said, "I better be the one that steers." And so we would go down there, and we ate. So he made a difference. And I always got dinner after that on that weekend. That place was kind of hard to get to. And you know what? That hill was steep, but yep. And he wanted to go down it. I mean, the hill wanted to pull him down quite a bit, you know. And on the way down, boy, he had to use his brakes, and I'd be kind of pulling back a little bit, too, because he wanted to go down a lot faster than would have been good for either one of us to go. But somebody that made a difference. Anyway, just maybe take some time out to remember somebody that helped you in the long, long trip of growing. There's people like that that made your survival as a kid a lot better, a lot more pleasant. Next week, there'll be another story, and take care and take care of each other. And maybe take some time and find some time to play. Bye for now.
At the tone, please record a voice message.